Moisture in most areas of South Dakota has spurred weed growth in grasslands, and autumn presents an ideal opportunity to combat both perennial and biennial weeds. Brenda Sievers with the South Dakota Department of Agriculture and Natural Resources explains now is the time to get started.
Anytime now until we get a hard freeze. So essentially the biggest kicker is to make sure that you know that your plants are still actively growing. So if you've got, say, Canada thistle that's looking really a dull green and not that bright shiny green, then that's not an actively growing plant. Leafy spurge, if you pull the stem and you've got milky sap in there yet, then that's still an actively growing plant.
As perennial and biennial plants prepare for dormancy, they channel nutrients to their roots for winter survival. Herbicides applied during fall are taken into the roots for a more effective kill. While potentially more challenging, Sievers encourages spot spraying instead of broadcast application.
It's always good to spot spray those areas because you can target a little higher herbicide rates because there are some spot treatment rates versus spraying the entire area. But if not everything needs to be sprayed, there's really no sense spraying at all. It not only saves you money, but it does help protect some of those other forages that maybe aren't going to need to be sprayed out.
Drone spraying is a new concept in herbicide application as they can more easily reach weeds in rough terrain compared to ground rigs. But Sievers states water and herbicide rates may need to be adjusted. The loss of grasslands across the Great Plains heightens the importance of maintaining healthy forage acres. Controlling perennial and biennial noxious weeds like Canada thistle or leafy spurge by fall herbicide application is critical. Reporting for the South Dakota Department of Agriculture and Natural Resources, I'm Pam Geppert.